I know he's getting a lot of the headlines right now for scoring in five straight games, but what do you like about Matthew Perreault's overall game right now?
You know what? I think he's made some real fine improvements over his time in the defensive part of his game. So he made the shift from center to the wing, and we felt really found a unique kind of offense and game that helped other players play better. And he's as you've seen from last year to this year, he's been really on all four lines. And now playing in a bit of a checking role and finding success scoring at the time. So there's power play goals in there. But when a guy feels it, he's got a much better chance of scoring 5-on-5 as well. So his all-around game now, and that's not something that maybe people attached to Matty Perreault early on in his career, and he's developed into a real good two-way player.
Well, we talked to Dustin a few minutes back, and you obviously would see this a lot more than it's visible on the ice, but how much of a role has he played, say, in the grooming or the mentoring of players like Josh Morrissey and now Ben Sherratt, who's obviously been his partner here for most of the season?
Yeah, I think he's had a big impact on Ben's game, and part of it is that Dustin has, and we'll say going back to the start of last year, almost really, I don't know if refined is the right word, but he's become a lot more predictable as a player, and that's very important for your partner. And now they have a good chemistry. For the longest time, he played with Toby and Enstrom, and they moved the puck a certain way out of their own end. Now it's different, but possibly equally as effective. They move it really clean. So yeah, I think he's had a big impact on also, you know, when you got a guy like that, the young defense has got a place to go with the puck pretty much every time. It's safe to chip it over there. He breaks up an awful lot of plays, and when he's on his game and rolling, we spend a lot of time in there.
When you have a meeting between the Jets and the Sharks, safe to say with Burns and Carlson on their side, Bufflin on this side, you have maybe three of the more unique talents in the league, yeah. Especially on the back end.
You know what, that's a really good way to describe it, because there are not a lot of comparables to those three guys. There's, you know, Burns certainly with his size, his ability to shoot the puck one time off a play that comes low to high, off an indirect. You know, he's just... These guys, I believe, are about third in the National Hockey League for shots on goal from their defense, so it's a very active, but Carlson does it in a completely different way. His acceleration and his change of direction up and in the rush is unique, and Dustin clearly does a lot of things. He can be a huge physical force at times, but show incredible hands at the same.
How has the penalty-killing element helped? I mean, you've asked for more of him defensively. How has him embracing that helped his evolution as a player too? You often talk about his hockey sense.
Right. So to be a good penalty killer, the first thing that you got to do is read the game defensively of what's coming at you. And I think early on, Dustin's reads were always to go forward. And that's true, like to attack, which is, you know, good as long as it gets done. And then he's really put a kind of a patience into his defensive game 5-on-5, and that may well come from the fact, and certain chicken and the egg, I don't know, he started playing better defensively, we started using him to kill penalties more, but it's what's true maybe of defensemen is definitely true of forwards. When a forward kills penalties, he has a different view of the game, and we find that certainly bleeds into his 5-on-5 game. Kyle Connor has been a better 5-on-5 player since he's gone become a penalty killer.
Is it impressive then that a player like him, who maybe has put more of that emphasis on the defensive side of the game, can still be a point-a-game player in the NHL, which he is?
Well, we think that that's part of the reason that his numbers are really strong is that he's done it the right way. And then the team around, right? So your power play numbers are all gonna change, you know, your overall group. But there isn't really a sacrifice. Very possibly, I don't even know how to quantify it, but 5 to 10 points a year that you would get more, possibly cheating. At the same time, the cost of that isn't worth those 5 or 6 points. As our team has become a little bit more offensive, he's gonna get more action just by moving the puck to good players.
Who's Patan in for, and what are you looking for from him as he draws back in?
Nicky will go in. We got a question mark up front. We're still waiting to see how that comes back this afternoon, but I know he's going in. So he's probably going to play on that fourth line. So some veteran leadership, actually. He'd be the most senior guy there. He's over the century mark, so he can, you know, Nicky can move the puck well. And he's been in the league now long enough, he can read the game that's happening. It's going to be a real challenge for those guys tonight because of the size and speed that these guys have throughout their lineup. but he'll be excited.
Paul Gackle, San Jose Mercury News. Pete has told us here time and time again since the Evander Kane trade that any concerns he might have had were mollified by some conversations he had with you, which raised some eyebrows for us down here based on, the whispers that we'd heard about what happened.
Yeah.
Can you shed any light on
that? I didn't have that experience. I don't have a Twitter account, so that, that eliminates 90% of the issues, I think. He comes to the rink and he comes to the rink in good shape. He works really hard. His recovery is very possibly the best I've ever seen in a player. He can go hard for 45 and be ready to go 20 minutes later. And he's a gifted athlete. He can shoot the puck. He can skate. So I think what happened is I kind of got there after some of the potential issues. I didn't ask a lot of questions about him. I try to treat the guys as I see them and as they treat me. So I didn't have that kind of experience with him.
How does he kind of change the dynamic for the Sharks?
I think he adds to it. So I'm not sure that there's a change there, but it's an add to a similar player. They skate so well as a team. And, for a player like Evander, you also need people around you that can skate with you. So you're not leaving people behind and you're not playing the game by yourself. He fits here. His style of game absolutely fits this team.
Paul, just to clarify on Nick coming in, it would be an injury situation.
As hard as you want, but I'm pretty sure that last answer is going about as far as it's going.
It would be an injury situation that would bring him into the lineup?
Correct. I'll let you have that one.
And you'd have to obviously retool the look of that bottom six, I guess.
Possibly, yes.
I thought he was playing center. That's why we ask.
I would think that's a good bet. You can write that. I'll play him at center. I wasn't going to, but can. I'll play him at center for you.
He's confident.